Tomorrow is Good Friday, one of the most important days of the year for Christians. And in downtown San Antonio, thousands will line the streets for one of the country's most popular performances of the Passion Play, which depicts the crucifixion of Jesus. San Antonio's Passion Play will begin at 10:30 a.m. and be presented at Milam Park across from Market Square Friday. There will be prayers and a choir at 10 a.m. You can find more details in a video at tpr.org. At the dress rehearsal, the sun is setting in San Antonio's Milam Park a few days before the Good Friday performance. But in these actors' hearts, it may as well be 2,000 years ago. All of them are parishioners at San Fernando Cathedral, and none of them are professional actors. They perform because they believe.
Take the cross, take your position, go back, I tell them.
The Passion Play begins with a trial where Pontius Pilate condemns Jesus to death for claiming to be the king of the Jews. Jesus is then marched to the streets where he is whipped and beaten. In this case, the actors will march from Milam Park to San Fernando Cathedral, where Jesus is crucified. He'll stand on a platform 6 feet high with his hands tied to the cross. Mario Mandujano is the director of the Passion Play.
To Jesus, go and get the cross, and then they come in right away, pass all the way over here. All right? Okay, let's do it.
They begin with the trial. Jesus is standing in the grass with Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. The crowd taunts Jesus, and then Jesus, who is played by Luis Amado, speaks.
Tú lo has dicho. Yo soy rey. Para eso nací.
He says, you have said it. I am king. That is why I was born. That is why I came to this earth, to be a witness of the truth. Mandujano says when casting the role of Jesus, above all, he was looking for a sense of spirituality.
I'm looking for somebody to be in mass or to be in church all the times and to be close to Jesus. So it's hard. It's not to come to just acting and anybody can do that or I can bring a professional, but they don't have the heart to feel to get into that part.
Amado has been growing out his beard to play Jesus. He says it's taken mental, physical, and spiritual effort to prepare for the role.
I never did exercise. I never eat well. I eat anything I wanted. So Mario told me, and I went straight to the gym. I started eating breakfast, healthy breakfast. You know, I started eating lean food. I'm starting reading my lines, watching movies about it. Just praying about it, coming to church every Sunday. I mean, it's been crazy.
He says he was already thin before his diet, but still had a beer belly, and that just wasn't appropriate for Jesus on the cross. And he says 3 months of rehearsing as Jesus has begun to change him.
I think before I was a little judgmental with people. You know, they said don't judge people before you even met them. Don't judge a book by the cover. And I was just a little bit like that, and I tried not to be anymore like that.
Crystal Vega plays Mary, the mother of Jesus. She's 20 years old, and Mandujano has been directing her in the Passion Play since she was small. She's played many of the roles, but she was still surprised when he asked her to play Mary.
A lot of people think we're professional actors when we're not. We're just ordinary people who are come here to church and stuff, and it's a really good feeling.
The audience takes the Passion Play very seriously and often gets emotional, especially during the procession, when Jesus is walked through the streets, is beaten, and falls to the ground.
You can see we walking on the way to San Fernando, and people, they're crying, and they're even really people, they mad at us. They're yelling at us, hey, stop, don't do that to him. They don't want us to hit Jesus or to do something wrong with Jesus.
Kevin Espenshade plays Pontius Pilate.
Becomes an opportunity for the spirit to talk directly to a person when they enter into the story. Like Luis said, you know, we're not Jesus. We can hardly begin to imagine what that was like. I mean, every time that I see the story, I think, wow. You know, obviously we couldn't have begun to endure anything like that.
This Passion Play, performed in Spanish, will be seen well beyond San Antonio. It's being broadcast by Catholic Television San Antonio to audiences from Canada to Central America, as those celebrating the religious holiday remember the story behind it. Luisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.